This poem is called Cottage Street, 1953. Back in that year, we were living in Lincoln, Massachusetts, and my mother-in-law, Edna Ward, was living in Wellesley, and she asked my wife and me over one afternoon to have tea with her and to meet a young Smith girl who aspired to being a poet and who had just tried to take her life. It was Sylvia Plath, of course. Our assignment was to demonstrate that poets could be poets and still be happy. A very tough assignment. Cottage Street, 1953. Framed in her phoenix fire screen, Edna Ward bends to the tray of Canton, pouring tea for frightened Mrs. Plath. Then, turning toward the pale, slumped daughter and my wife and me, asks if we would prefer it weak or strong. Will we have milk or lemon, she inquires. The visit seems already strained and long. Each in his turn, we tell her our desires. It is my office to exemplify the published poet in his happiness, thus cheering Sylvia, who has wished to die. But half ashamed and impotent to bless, I am a stupid lifeguard who has found, swept to his shallows by the tide, a girl who, far from shore, has been immensely drowned, and stares through water now with eyes of pearl. How large is her refusal, and how slight the genteel chat whereby we recommend life of a summer afternoon, despite the brewing dusk which hints that it may end. And Edna Ward shall die in 15 years, after her 88 summers of such grace and courage as permit no tears, the thin hand reaching out, the last word, love, outliving Sylvia, who, condemned to live, shall study for a decade as she must, to state at last her brilliant negative in poems free and helpless and unjust. I mean that word unjust to be a sort of scorpion sting in the tail, but I don't mean Sylvia Plath to be the victim of it. I hope I've shown enough sympathy for her in the poem, and setting helpless next to unjust should, I think, make for a balance.